Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And today we've got a special lesson that's all about grammar.
是我最喜欢的。
Yes. So,
将来时。
Yeah, it's the future tense. And we've got five ways we're going to go over to take a sentence and put it into the future tense. Let's get started. What's the first and easiest way to put sentences in the future?
第一种就是把未来的时间词放在句子里。
Right, so we put the time word right into the sentence.
我明天离开中国。
I'm leaving China tomorrow.
他明年毕业以后回中国。
He's coming back to China after he graduates next year.
我们下个月到德国看世界杯球赛。
We're going to Germany next month to watch the World Cup. That's the easiest way to do it.
对,最简单的。
Yeah.To is a bit more tricky. What's that?
会.
And it's not just 会, it's...
会的, actually. It's a set phrase.
Okay. Can we have some examples there?
你放心,我明天会准时来参加考试的。
Relax, I'll be on time for the test tomorrow.
他认为这个问题明天就会得到解决的。
He thinks that this problem will be solved tomorrow.
我们都相信全球的经济状况会尽快得到改善的。
We all believe the global economic situation will improve right away.
对。而且呢,用会的时候一般有两种情况。第一种就是我们的第一个 sample sentence, 就是表示某人的,某个人的,他自己心里的意愿。
I desire this or I want this to happen.
Right.然后呢,第二种情况就是表示估计,估计的情况。
So, if you're estimating or kind of guessing what's going to happen.
对。
So that's number two. What happens if you leave off that 的 at the end?
会有不同的意思。比如说,我会弹钢琴。
Is I can play the piano.
对。但如果说,明天你要开一个 party, 我会弹钢琴的。
I will play the piano.
On your party tomorrow.
Yeah.So that's number two. And the third one is actually the most common.
对,要了。其实我们很早就学过了要,一般都是表示 I want to do something.
That's what it means if you don't have 了 at the end. So if we take the really simple sentence, I want to go to China.
我要去中国。
If we add 了 at the end of that,
我要去中国了。
It means will.
I'm going to China.
Yeah.We've got some examples for you. Echo, take us away.
冬天要来了,大雁也要飞到南方去了。
Winter is coming, and the geese are flying south.
新一届奥运会要开幕了,人们都兴高采烈地谈论着这个话题。
So the new Olympics will be coming, and people are discussing this topic of conversation.
Right.然后呢,第三个我们的 sample sentence 是和问题有关的。电影要开演了吗?
And the important thing there is that we've still got this 要了。But we add
妈
at the end.
对,把妈放在后边。然后我们也可以用八。
Okay.
表示 suggestion 或者是 guess.
Okay. And that's the most common way of putting things in the future tense here in Chinese. There are also some adverbs we can stick in front of the 要 to provide emphasis.
对,最常用的有两种。第一个是就。
So, 就要。
对,我们下个月就要参加 HSK 考试了。
Yeah, we're going to take part in the HSK test next month. But there's also 快。
对,飞机快要起飞了,请大家系好安全带。
Put on your seatbelts, the plane's about to take off.
经常听到这句话。
Yeah.
所以呢,就和快在这里的作用都是表示什么事情马上就要开始了,马上就要发生了。会在很短的时间里发生。
Okay. And that also brings us to the fourth way of putting things in the future. What is it, Echo?
先给大家一个句子。我快迟到了。
Yeah. That's 快。
对,但是没有要。
Yes. So if you use 快, you can drop out the 要。
对,但是这是非常口语的。
Yeah, but you still need that 了 at the end. That's number four. We promised you five, though.And five is tricky, you think?
It's not tricky, it's negative. 是否定的。
他还没走呢,
你赶快去找他吧。
他还没走呢、
嗯、
还没 still not、
嗯、
so he still hasn't gone 呢
对一定要加呢
yeah so that would be he still hasn't gone go and look for him
right
but it tells us that he is going to go
对第二个句子我还没拿到去美国的签证呢只能把机票改期了
Yeah, can you give us the first bit of that sentence again?
我还没拿到去美国的签证呢
I still haven't got my visa for the United States
Right 只能把机票改期了
Gotta change the flight date for my airplane ticket
Right
Right? So, this is the fifth way It's a more advanced way of sticking things in the future
对
Okay.
其实很多这个 advanced 的学生也有时候会搞不清楚就算很多中国人有时候也搞不清楚到底是怎么回事
Yeah, and I think the 要乐 is also really tricky for a lot of people because a lot of people will forget about that 乐 at the end
对
and then they'll get confused is it to want or is it the future tense? I don't know
对或者是可能别人大概明白你的意思但是这个句子还是不完整的
Yeah, so you're saying it's not really correct but no one corrects、mm-hmm. you on it Except for us at Pop-Up Chinese.
You're going to speak perfect Chinese here.
Yeah. So this is our podcast for today. We hope that you're leaving it with a better sense of how to put sentences in the future tense.
将来时。
Let's review those five quickly before we go. What's the first way?
第一个是把时间词,未来的时间词放在句子里。
Put the time word in the sentence.、
Mm-hmm.
The second?
第二个是会 and 的。
Yeah. 会 something something 的。
Right.
The third.
要了
The most common way. Don't forget to include that 了
Yeah, and also you can put 就 or 快
In front of the 要
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
You can use 快 but without 要
Yeah. And then the fifth one is the hardest one, the most advanced.
Right. 还没呢
It still hasn't happened.
Right. It's negative.
Okay. That's our podcast for today.We'd like to remind you, if you have any questions about usage, if you have any questions about grammar, you can leave a comment on the site or you can email us.、
Mm-hmm.
And if you want some one-on-one attention echo, what do you do?
你可以直接给我写信 at echo@popupchinese.com.
Yeah.
我会在那儿等你们。
We'll look forward to hearing from you. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
And we'll say 再见。
拜拜。